Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your source for the latest on industry trends and developments in our region. I'm Emma, and joining me is Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Emma. I see you've got some exciting news about Blackpool's plans for the Multiversity.
That's right. The Multiversity vision was highlighted at last week's Blackpool Vision Breakfast event. The Backlot Cinema was packed with regional business leaders eager to learn more about the new opportunities.
I wonder what exactly the Multiversity entails. Can you give us more details?
Sure, Jane Hugo, Blackpool Council's deputy leader, opened the event by explaining how the new vision goes beyond tourism and leisure to include exciting projects like Silicon Sands.
Silicon Sands, that sounds promising. What is it exactly?
It's a digital-led campus for high-performance companies at Blackpool Airport Enterprise Zone. Alun Francis, B&FC's CEO, joined a panel discussion to explain why Blackpool needs a successful college to deliver skills for emerging industries.
I see. They want to ensure people have the right skills. That makes sense with the new developments.
Exactly. Alun also mentioned the future changes to the lifelong learning entitlement, which will give adults new access to finance for learning opportunities.
That's a big deal. How will this affect traditional university degrees?
It offers an exciting alternative to traditional three-year residential university degrees. We will work with employers to deliver new talent or to reskill existing talent, and the Multiversity will be key route through which we do that, Alun said.
Wow, that is so cool. It sounds like the Multiversity will play a big role in workforce development.
Definitely. Blackpool Council and partners even unveiled a new promotional video at the event, showing what the town could look like after the £2 billion programme of new investments is delivered.
£2 billion, that is quite a big claim, right?
It is. The event was a great opportunity for regional leaders to connect and learn about these transformative plans. You can catch up by watching the recorded livestream of the Blackpool Vision Breakfast event.
Thanks for the update, Emma. This sounds like a major step forward for Blackpool.
Indeed, we'll keep you posted on how these developments progress. That's it for this episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Join us next time for more updates.
Stay informed and keep an eye out for future developments in the Northwest. Goodbye.